Chapter 1. Long Boy. My name is Addie Pray, and I'm 12 years old. I was born in Marengo County, Alabama. My mother died in a car accident the day before my 6th birthday. After that, my dad, Long Boy, took care of me. Dad's real name is Moses. At the age of 13, he became very tall, so everybody started to call him Long Boy, even me. I didn't see Long Boy very much when I was small. There weren't many jobs in Marengo County, so he traveled a lot. He was always away on business. My mother and I were very happy to see him when he came home. He made us laugh, and at Christmas and Easter, his car was always full of presents. Every time Long Boy came home, he had a different car. When business was good, they were big cars, but he usually drove old trucks. At that time, I didn't know what business Long Boy did, but I learned more about it later. Long Boy is a very intelligent person, and he has got an honest face. But in business, he doesn't always know the difference between right and wrong, but he always knows what's right for him. After Mum died, Long Boy decided to take me to my aunt in Anniston, about 250 kilometers northeast of Marengo County. We left in an old, broken truck, and then Long Boy drove into the nearest town. "I'm going to get a very nice car to travel in," he said. "Do you want to help me?" "Okay," I said. "Well, we're going to visit a man," he said. "You must be very quiet, and you mustn't say a word, okay?" "Okay, I promise," I said. "I won't say a word." We drove to the biggest automobile agency in town. A man came out of the office. "Good morning. I'm Mr. Hathaway," he said. "How can I help you?" Long Boy gave the man a big smile. "Good morning, Mr. Hathaway," he said. "My little girl and I were looking at your cars. I've got a broken old truck and $150. I want to exchange them for one of your cars." "Okay, let's see your truck," said Mr. Hathaway. Mr. Hathaway examined the truck slowly and shook his head. "This truck has no value. I'll have to pay someone to take it," he said. Long Boy laughed. "You probably will," he said. Mr. Hathaway showed us an old Ford coupe. Its price was $200. But its value wasn't more than 80. "You can have this one," Mr. Hathaway said, "but I won't make any money on it." Of course, I knew he was lying. "Okay, if you fill the tank, I'll take it," answered Long Boy. Long Boy followed Mr. Hathaway into the office and started to write a check. Mr. Hathaway shook his head.
"We don't take checks," he said.
"I don't have sufficient money with me," Long Boy said. "I never carry a lot of cash. Someone may rob me." "I'm sorry," said Mr. Hathaway. "You must pay cash."
"Why?" asked Long Boy angrily. "I'm not a thief. I'm not going to give you a false check in front of my little girl."
"Well, okay," said Mr. Hathaway, and he took the check. He signed the documents, and Long Boy and I got into the car. I was disappointed with the car, but I didn't want to hurt Long Boy's feelings.
"Well, it's nicer than the old truck," I said.
Long Boy looked at me and laughed. "We're not keeping this old car," he said. "I'm going to get you a better one.
I'm going to drive this car to the next agency, and then we'll sell it.
That's exactly what we did. We drove for about an hour, then Longboy stopped at another automobile agency. A salesman came out, and Longboy said,
How much will you give me for this old car?
The salesman looked at the Ford.
It needs a lot of work, he said.
Longboy smiled.
You're right, he said.
Give me $85, and then one of your workers must drive me and my little girl to a hotel in Walesburg. Then you can have the car.
$75, the man said.
Okay, said Longboy. He followed the salesman into the office to sign the documents. Longboy and I were getting into a car with a driver, but then the salesman ran out of the office. He had the document for the old Ford in his hand.
Hey, he said, you just bought that old Ford today.
That's right, said Longboy calmly.
Then why are you selling it? He asked.
Because I want the money, Longboy said. The salesman started to say something else, but Longboy didn't listen.
Let's go, he said to the driver. Drive quickly.